Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Yes, we do. We have a new sponsor today for the next, 8 weeks or so. We've got a show coming up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and the folks at Carlisle Events. Maybe you've been to one of their car shows. Well, they're venturing out into the outdoors world, and they're doing a hunting and fishing show in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, the weekend after Labor Day weekend. Let's give them a little taste of that spot, a little preview here, and then we'll get on with the show. We welcome your phone calls today at 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. You're running the show for the first hour, and then in the second hour we have Brenda Davis, the Maryland blue crab expert from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We're going to talk a little bit about perhaps some of the new crab regulations proposed for 2014 and see what the state of the crabs is right now. So Brenda is she'll be joining us at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. She's the manager of the Blue Crab Program. What did I say, 12 o'clock? Why did I say 12 o'clock? Well, she's going to be here at 6 o'clock, too. I don't know if she's going to be here at 12 or not. But let's give the folks a little taste of the
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction. You can win a Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family too. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for details.
See, that's what they're going to do. Did you get that? You can win a Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. That's pretty cool. That's first I heard that, by the way. So, good. All right, well, they're going to be bringing you that message for the next 8 weeks or so, and we'll probably interview some folks coming up with that. There is actually another show coming up here in Maryland the weekend of August, I think 23rd, 24th, 25th. It's called the Buck Wild Show. Many of you have heard about it. It's a show in southern Maryland in La Plata at the Charles County Fairgrounds in La Plata. And we've got Liz from Swamp People and her daughter, and we also, and then the next day, that's on Saturday, and then on Sunday, for 4 hours, you've got Troy Landry from Swamp People. They're going to be there as celebrities. You can meet and greet them, and a bunch of folks that are going to be there, and you can go online and visit them at buckwildexpo.com. I just throw a little shout out to the Buckwild guys because they're working hard for trying to bring entertainment to the folks in the outdoors. And I know that the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest will be there. They'll be scoring the two-year-old deer for the record book. If you've killed a deer in the 2011 season, you will be qualified to put it in the record book at that point. You can have it officially scored by the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest. And only for the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, even if your deer qualifies for Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett, they can certainly, there are scorers there who can officially score it for those organizations, but primarily for the, did you hear about the fish oil study? Maryland Trophy Deer Contest. Did you hear about the fish oil study? Came out this week. If you're taking fish oil, they followed 30-some thousand people taking fish oil, omega-3 supplements. Did you hear about this, Brian? Yeah, my doctor recommend. I'm sorry. What medical authority does he have? I know he's a doctor, so whatever, you know. But it got a little criticism from what's his name, Michael Wiener, Dr. Michael Wiener. Yeah. Anyway, he's not local. But these doctors followed 30-some thousand men and determined that people who were taking fish oil capsules, omega-3 and that type of thing, stood a 71% chance of greater instance of prostate cancer. So if we can take a page from, you know, that's part of what menhaden are used for, among other things, is fish oil. You know, menhaden, primary food source here in the Chesapeake Bay for striped bass and other species. Menhaden, yeah, the ones they've restricted this year, cut way back. And, you know, watermen have a commercial. There's a commercial market for them for crab bait, chum. To take a page out of the administration, if this research can save just one menhaden, then all of this has been worth it. I'm not talking about prostate cancer. I'm talking about the resource. If it can save one menhaden. Anyway, that's how desperate I am. We need a phone call. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-922-6680. 410-922-6680. And that translates to our call letters and our location on the dial. Our call letters are WCBM. Our location on your dial or digital is 680. WCBM 680 is the phone number, so please give me a call. And we're more than glad to take your call and discuss anything you would like to talk about in the great outdoors. So I would. Got some news on the bear lottery. Just yesterday, they have been working out problems, shall we say. And I think I mentioned this last week, problems with the system, problems with the folks that were monitoring the bear lottery, and they had to go to Plan B. And it looks like Plan B has tested out and is going to do okay. So if you are a bear hunter or would like to be a bear hunter, the bear lottery details go like this. First of all, they've increased the number of bear permits to be awarded. If you remember the first year, I think they had 160 bear permits, and then they went to 200, and they stayed there, and I think they went to 240. They've increased the number of permits to 380. The bear harvest quota that started out, I think, between 25 and 40 bears, if I remember right, the bear harvest quota is 95 between 95 and 130. So my guess is when they hit 120 bears, they'll shut the hunt down. The lottery application period is July 15th through August 31st. So you got a month and a half, and it starts Monday. And you can apply 24/7 at the Department of Natural Resources Compass Online Licensing and Registration Service. To apply online, visit https://compass.dnr.maryland.gov/DNR Compass Portal. To apply, hunters must either log into your existing Compass account or create a new Compass account. Hunters may also apply via telephone, and here's the number if you want to write it down. It's toll-free, 1-855-855-3906 between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., or you can apply by visiting a DNR service center or one of over 250 sport license agents located across the state. So according to our game mammal section leader, sent his apologies for the delay. It's been a hectic process this year, but I think we're ending up with a good product. If you have any questions, give me a call and so forth. So we thank our game mammal manager for that. Where'd our call go? Do we have a caller? Google fish oil slash prostate cancer, and you'll come up with about 50 references, or Bing it, or whatever search engine you use. It just came out this week. It's pretty extensive. So I need some coffee. I need a phone call. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I broke out a new coffee mug today. My Wawa mugs went by the wayside. My, I don't know, SMO mug is not feeling well. My 7-Eleven mug is somewhere in my truck. So I broke out a nice mug here from Linex. Bobby down at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie has some promotional coffee mugs. Looks pretty good. Mm. Keeping the coffee nice and hot, too. So thanks, Bobby. Appreciate that. We've been working this week. We've been traveling all over. Oh, got the truck fixed. Truck was hurty. It had a little problem with one of the cylinders. One of the six cylinders was being bad, and I was chugging along, afraid to go anywhere. Couldn't accelerate. Found out it had a bad coil, and so I took it into W&W Tire and Auto Service, our sponsor here, and I've been dealing with them for like 30 years. And we did the 100,000 miles in a little over 2 years, 96,000. But we said, let's do the 100,000 service. So we did an oil change. We changed the fluid in the rear end. We changed the coolant. We replaced all the spark plugs, changed the oil, and inspected the brakes. Brakes are good, but everything else needed done. So now I'm getting better mileage and the truck's running better. But it was chugging along Monday and Tuesday, afraid to go any distance. But anyway, been running everywhere, all over the state, Upper Shore yesterday and Western Maryland. Yeah. Let's talk to John in Arbutus. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Isn't that Alan, right?
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling is about the statement you made that you're on the fish oil.
Yeah.
My understanding is that the report is bogus.
By whom? Who told you that?
Well, by a report that came out by, I forget the doctor's name.
Michael Savage?
Well, I heard Michael Savage, yes.
Right.
But I've been taking, in fact, I listened to this radio station all day long.
Okay, good for you.
And, well, I think it's a great station. But anyway, to make a point, is that I myself work in the medical field. I don't want to say where.
Okay.
But for obvious reasons. But I've been taking fish oil that's advertised on this very station.
Yeah.
It's pharmaceutical grade.
Right.
And it's recommended by many doctors.
I know. My doctor recommends it, too.
Right. And
hey, John.
Yes.
I was being facetious about the Menhaden. You got it? So continue with your statement, just so you know where I was coming from.
Okay. That's fine.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's bogus or not. Why would it have been said to be bogus?
Just because somebody brought up an interesting point, is that people in Japan eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
And they have a very low to prostate cancer.
Right.
And so that should tell you something right there.
Well, you know, you always got to question these surveys. You know, who put it out? You know, if it was somebody from like the Pew Foundation who's trying to save the Menhaden.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
All pharmaceutical. I'm trying to get us to get prescription drugs rather than work on the natural vitamins and stuff.
Sure, that's possible too.
Working against vitamins.
Yeah, but don't you agree if we can save just one Menhaden? Don't you think?
I don't want to comment on that.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay.
Hey, look who just walked in. Mr. E.W. Grimes. How are you, buddy?
Good.
I'm glad to see you. We just, what, out roaming around or just not been to bed yet or what's the deal?
Well, I just actually on the way to work. I got a little earlier start.
I'm glad you showed up because I'm struggling here this morning.
Yeah.
That's all right. Oh, you can only hear with one ear? All right.
Not even one ear?
Not That way I can see you better. Huh? How about over here? That way I can see you better. Great show this morning. Hey, by the way, one of the hamsters died last week. That was spinning the wheel to power the recorder for the show. So we didn't know that the hamster had died. We found his desiccated little body a couple days later, and he was laying in the bottom of the wheel, unfortunately. And what's that thing called? The sphincter or the what is it? The skimmer or something that records the shows. Yeah, it was dead last weekend, so no podcast for last weekend's show. So anyway, are you settled in now?
I think I am.
Can you hear me?
I do.
Can you hear you?
I can hear me too.
Okay, good. So anyway, E.W. Grimes is here from the Maryland Quality Deer Management Association. We had our meeting the other night. You got a big event coming up you want to tell us about?
Yeah, absolutely. August 3rd is our gun social in Pig Roast, and we have...
Public's invited.
Public's invited. Yes, right now we got a little limited to 700 tickets.
Right.
But we have some tickets left.
Okay.
And the best way to get it is MarylandQDMA.com on the website.
Maryland QDMA, Quality Deer Management Association. And if you Google Maryland Quality Deer Management Association,
you'll
find it.
Yeah. We're pretty excited about this. This is the first time we did a gun raffle mm-hmm. of this size. And, you know, with the way the gun laws are changing constantly, this is a good idea to help support us and as well as our way of life, really.
Sure,
I mean,
with
the guns and stuff. So,
exactly.
So come out and help us out with that.
The pig roast, I mean, you got pulled pork, basically.
Yep.
And all the sides, all the salads, yep. all the cash bar.
Josh, we'll have draft beer and included.
Yep. Oh, and included?
Yeah,
okay.
That's included. And okay. then the cash bar is for mixed drinks.
Mixed drinks, iced tea and lemonade, I think all, is free.
The liquor stuff is there too, sweet tea and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, sure. Yep. Yeah, you yep. mean the if kids want to show up?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, this is. I mean, I've been to these banquets. What's the cost on this? $50-$75?
Oh no! It's $25 and includes the meal and one raffle ticket, which gets you a shot at all the guns.
Are you kidding me? $25.
Yeah, we argued about this being too cheap, and so we because of it being our first time, we're really rolling the dice here. And putting it out there, and we're basically covering our costs on this thing, and you know, just to get it started, and so we really need the help and really need the support.
Okay, so if you like deer hunting, you get to rub shoulders with a bunch of avid deer hunters, learn a little bit about deer management in Maryland, and you can talk. I mean, it's a great social event. It's not a banquet, so to speak, where you're just trying to hammer on people to give them your money and raffle off stuff and that type of thing.
We'll have some other gamings going on, but it's underneath the pavilion at the VFW in Westminster.
Yeah,
it's a homey, down home kind of party.
I was there last year.
Yep. It's just real low key.
Yeah.
No shirt and tie kind of thing. You know, come barefooted if you like. That's just the way it is.
Shoes and shirt required. No, you didn't say anything about pants, right?
I didn't say anything about pants.
All right. That was funny. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a little break, so we'll keep the folks in suspense. And when you come back, we'll tell them about some of the guns that we're giving away. But it's time for me to tell the folks about the Maryland Fishing Challenge right now. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Now, Diamond Jim... he's a tagged rockfish. He's worth $20,000. Swimming in Chesapeake Bay right now, waiting to take your bait. And you can feed him, you can feed him a live spot. You can feed him some chum. You can troll him up. No matter how you catch one of those rockfish with a green spaghetti tag hanging out of its belly, we want you to hang on to that fish and call that number on the tag, because you might just have won a $20,000 prize. And even if you got an imposter, they're worth $500, so that's worth it. Catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call the number on the tag, and you're in. So if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, well, You certify that catch, you're in the contest, too. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, or even visit the website, www.dnr.maryland.gov. GOV, for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You know who this is?
You heard that I'm wild.
You know where he is, right?
I'm free.
Did he? I haven't heard lately. Did he?
No, he didn't die.
He's on the edge.
I can promise you. Nasty, now,
waiting had for a heart.
No, a nasty stroke.
That's right. He went in for heart surgery.
No, he just. I can't remember why he went in originally, but he had a stroke while he was there. So they had brain surgery. Yeah, and he's like, I'm guessing they put him in a coma to deal with that. So. Of course, he's resting comfortably, which means he's in a coma. Little Randy Travis there. You got to think of the greatest country stars out there when you have a chance. Say a little prayer for Randy Travis. There you go. He's had his troubles.
Yep.
Who hasn't?
He's had his fun, too.
I'm sure he did. Yeah, he has time in limelight. There's no question. So, anyway, all right. So, if you're just joining us, C.W. Grimes is here, who's with Quality Deer Management Association, Maryland Quality Deer Management Association. There are big national events coming up this week, isn't it?
Yes. Their convention is going on
in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, man. It's always an awesome, awesome event.
I got a buddy going down there, Matt Wilson from Farmers and Hunters Feeding Hungry.
Yep.
Yep. On a family vacation, going to swing by for a couple of days. But The Gun Social and Pig Roast is on August 3rd, 2013. You've already told us it's $25 for a ticket, and that includes a chance to win, what, six guns and/or cash prizes?
Yep, six guns.
Okay.
And, well, it's five guns and a pistol. Actually, there's one. There's a pistol involved there.
All right.
Six-shooter.
Well, tell us about them.
Well, you have the Savage Axis Rifle Combo with Scope.
That's a nice one.
The Remington Express 12-gauge.
Okay.
H&R Slug Hunter 20-gauge.
Yep.
Smith & Wesson.
And
MP.
By the way, I know about that one.
Yeah.
That's a deluxe deal.
Yeah, that's sponsored by one of our great supporters.
Yeah, well, actually. Anyway, keep going.
And then the Smith & Wesson 22. And TCX FX Encore Combo 50 caliber muzzle loader there.
Okay.
And then the Ruger Single 6 and 22 mag.
Good, I like that.
Yeah, that's a nice that's a fun gun.
Yeah,
that's
fun handgun right there. Fun gun to shoot right there. Yep.
Yeah. And the thing about it is with this thing is that if you're there and your name is drawn,
yep,
then you get your choice of the gun in order, whichever however you want to do it. If you're not there, if you choose not to be there and still
then
buy
you have a ticket, right?
Then you still get $200 cash.
So you don't have to be there to win.
You don't have to be there to win, but you're only going to get $200 cash.
You're not going to get the gun.
You're not going to get the gun.
Right.
And that's how we have it set up. And
I like that idea.
I think it's a good
idea. I mean, because you don't go, you don't pull somebody's name. You look around, hey, is Joe Fiditz a midget here? And no, he's not here.
And then you
draw another name. And you go,
Well,
Joe just won $200. So,
well, we could have said you got to be here to win. And you know, August is a tough month.
It is a tough month.
Because there's a lot going on. We have a lot going on.
Yeah, I know you do.
I mean, every weekend in August, we have something going on.
You have the 3D shoot going on.
That's the 17th.
Yeah.
That's the 17th. And we're looking for sponsors. And this is how that 3D shoot kind of was set up a little bit, if I can touch on it in just a minute. The kids don't pay to get
in.
Our sponsors actually donate $50, and that's a five-team kid team. And so the kids don't pay at all. So our sponsors actually pick up the tab on that.
Yeah.
And
you get a fair amount of kids.
60% of the participants are kids. And last year we had right around 58 kids and 30-some adults. So we actually have more kids in there and have a great time.
Yeah.
I mean,
now where is that?
It's at Mayberry Archers this year.
Okay.
We started out at Schrader's over on the shore.
Right.
And we kind of want to move it around. And maybe next year we might move it to a different location.
Sure.
Possibly the Frederick Isaac Walton.
Okay.
We're looking at that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a fun course.
There's
it's
a couple places up there. One of the other Frederick County.
There's a mountain. Above Frederick on the other side.
Yeah.
Tuscarora.
Yes.
Yeah, Tuscarora's got a great course.
Yep, they do have a great course. Yep. I actually shot it a couple of weeks. Well, I didn't shoot it. I accompanied Laura to shoot. She shoots every Monday night.
Well, you know, the thing about this course is it's not set up in the IBO type scoring. We change stuff around.
It's fun.
We'll have fun. I mean, you got to shoot between the two trees. We have one coon target that's actually in a tire that's spinning around. It's like a bonus thing. And we're actually going to have a couple of more surprises things.
That explodes?
No, we can't do anything. No pyrotechnics.
No pyrotechnics.
We're in the woods. We're in the woods. Of course, if it keeps raining like we're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But it's great. And, the other thing is next weekend, the 20th of this month, we're going to be at Bass Pro Shop.
QDMA is going to be there?
Yeah, we're going to be cooking hot dogs outside and, stop in and see us.
You guys got a lot of stuff planned.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then the expo later on in August. Like I say, August is
going to
really
be
the
Buckwild show.
Yep, we're going to be Buckwild show. And
QDMA is now one of the sponsors of the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest.
That's correct.
And I mentioned that earlier that the official scoring of the 2011 bucks to go in the Maryland State Record Book is going to be there.
That's right.
Yep,
at the expo. Yep.
Yep. So yep. Good.
Yep.
Well, you guys are busy.
Yeah.
So hot dogs next week.
Hot. Yeah. They got hot dogs
Saturday.
Saturday and next week the 20th at Bass Pro. We'll be there from the time they open up. Get a breakfast dog. I mean, our breakfast dogs are just like our lunch dogs. It's just a different title on there.
Now you see, to me, that is just something that appeals to me no end. That would be a grilled hot dog with sauerkraut and hot mustard on it for breakfast. Yeah.
That's
hey,
what I'm
well,
thinking.
You eat cold pizza. I mean, breakfast of champions, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, being a sportsman for a long time, you know, we've eaten some stuff early in the morning that other people wouldn't think of eating it late at night. So, you know.
Are you serving any scrapple and eggs? Are you making a scrapple sandwich?
No, they won't give us a grill. If I could talk Bass Pro Shop into letting us demo one of their grills, your camping grills back there, we might do that.
I'll tell you, there's nothing like a scrapple and egg sandwich in a duck blind.
No.
While you're waiting for the ducks to fly by, you know, there's nothing like it, man. I'll tell you, one of the first duck trips I ever took, and one of the gentlemen has passed away, Billy Commages, who owned a catering business on the shore, and Vic McCallum, who used to be the head of hunter safety here in Maryland. We went for a canvasback trip down off Kent Island, and I mean we could see the Kent Narrows Bridge from where we were hunting, and we're sitting there and pulling the duck blind, and you know we're watching, waiting. It's an afternoon hunt. We're looking up and down the river. Not much going on, and Billy gets out of the blind. He walks away for a few minutes, and where'd Billy go? And Vic goes, "Hey, I'll be right back." I'm like, okay, here comes Billy with a bushel of oysters. Fired up the little gas stove in the duck blind, and we had oysters, man. We had steamed oysters with bacon and hot sauce and everything, cheese. I mean, it was great.
So. You duck hunters got all the luck there.
Us
deer hunters, you know, we're all about our scent. Now, if you see us in a tree stand or a deer blind now cooking up something and having that smell going, that hey, you know, it might work. It might be a curiosity thing for deer. You know,
The coolest curiosity things when I was a kid in Somerset, Pennsylvania, Somerset County, a buddy and I took a day off school, and we went deer hunting. It was 13 degrees below zero in firearm season. Why we went that day, I don't know, but his mom took us down to her brother-in-law's farm, you know, like 20 miles from where they lived, and we got their daylight, and then we started hiking in the woods. Of course, teenagers, we didn't know nothing about deer hunting. We were just out deer hunting. So part of our strategy, of course, was to walk as far as we can and try not to get lost and see if we could, you know, run down a deer. And so we were hiking and walking, and we decided it was cold. We were going to build a fire. Had nothing to build a fire with. We had matches. And so I remember taking bullets apart to use gunpowder to start the fire.
The kindling was a little wet.
Well, it was snow on the ground and it was cold, but we gathered enough kindling, enough stuff to start the fire. We just needed that ignition system. So, I pulled the tips out of about three or four 30-30 shells and dumped that on the fire. And we had a fire going, but that was the only thing that caused any deer to show up was that fire. You know, they smell something and they're curious. And fire is one of those things that it creates curiosity. And so I've had deer come to fire many times, mm-hmm. But I haven't started a fire in the woods since the incident. No, I haven't started a fire in the woods for many, many moons, that's for sure. So
we kind of frown on that a little bit around here.
I don't think you get a fire started today.
No, I'll tell you.
Man.
We've had an extreme – you know, one of the good things about that is the habitat, the greenery and everything, and the crops and everything.
Yeah, everything's just...
Deer's going to be really healthy this year. We're excited. We're going to see some really nice racks. We've been getting some pretty nice trail camera pictures of some nice fellas on some of our properties that we've got an older age class to deer in, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And I'm pretty excited. I got a three-year-old I think is going to go 170 this year.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a Carroll County deer.
Don't tell anybody.
No. Carroll County's a big county.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Big county.
And I think we have the most Sunday hunting going on right now due to our efforts there.
Yeah, for your county, I forget what they're all, the delegates, I guess.
Delegates, yeah.
Delegates and senators and that type of thing. Yeah, I know
they stepped up right good.
Something happened in Carroll County. Somebody got almost hit a deer on a motorcycle or something.
Well,
what was that all about?
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it's rumor.
Okay.
That one of the... politicians, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Has a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And almost got hit by almost hit a deer with his motorcycle and really said, you know, we got too many deer. Well, one too many, you know. So he kind of sparked kind of sparked that enthusiasm to change some bag limits in Carroll County and went over the edge a little bit on that. And I'm going to call it over the edge because that's what it was.
They wanted to increase bag limits.
Oh, my gosh.
Separate from the state.
It was like,
let's kill them all.
Well, the thing about it was we've had three or four vehicle fatalities where people died. And then all of a sudden the politician almost gets hit and things happen, you know. What it did do is open up recreational opportunities on a lot more Sundays.
Right.
That's a good thing for working people.
That's like all the accidents at the intersection. You know, there's no light there until somebody gets killed, and then, we better put a light there.
One of
those deals. So
active and proactive. That's kind of the way
reactive and proactive. Yeah. All right. Hey, summer is time for picnics, and we're talking about the gun social and pig roast at the VFW Post 467 on Poole Road in Westminster. But that's not exactly what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about picnics with the family get-togethers, camping trips. Summer is time for corn on the cob, steamed crabs, fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. Now, I learned this from the Schellinger family at Papa John's Farm. They like to take their crabs, and they don't sell crabs there, but they like to, when they get crabs, they like to steam them together with corn on the cob. So you put your pot on to start cooking. You throw your crabs in, your crab seasoning. You top it all off with some corn on the cob, like a dozen ears or so, and steam all of it together. Oh, man, hot corn with crab spice. Can you imagine? If you enjoy your time outdoors and great tasting food, I'd like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn for all the vegetables that go with everything that you serve. At their enormous produce barn, their own super sweet corn, homegrown tomatoes. I ate one last night. I had a tomato last night with a little salad dressing on it. It was good. There's squash and zucchini, peppers and onions, green beans and cucumbers. Made cucumber and onion salad, too. That was good. Mouth-watering cantaloupes. Had one of those this week. And watermelons, too. Sweet, sweet, sweet watermelons. Papa John's Farm, if I'm making you hungry. Just off I-97 at exit 12. 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. And that's off I-97, exit 12. The number is 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. And that phone number, again, is 410-969-8810. Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you, that's for sure. Hey, let's not forget about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. We're going to start telling you about some of the great Browning firearms that they've got, including the 10-gauge silver and that type of thing for waterfowl. But right now, I want to tell you about some of the handguns and firearms that they have for personal and home protection. They've got ammunition, and they've got the process down pat on how to get your firearm. Great selection of muzzleloaders, including Thompson Center muzzleloaders. They really specialize in those. And if you're looking for a good muzzleloader, you might want to stop by Clyde Sports Shop. All the fish and tackle and live bait, too. Why not stop by? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit number 9. Phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com. And don't forget the fishing hotline, 247-3474. That's 410-247-FISH for up-to-date fishing information at Clyde's Sports Shop.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction. You can win a Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family too. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for details.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
So I asked for the Doors, Light My Fire, and what do I get? Johnny Cash and Ring of Fire. You're fired, Brian.
It had fire in it.
It had fire in it. That's the closest thing you can get. Oh, I see. Okay. There's some logic what he said. Okay. That's all right. All right. So, the Gun Social Pig Roast, August 3rd. People can go to the website, www.MarylandQDMA, all spelled out, Maryland Quality Deer Management Association, MarylandQDMA.com. You can purchase tickets online, or you can call Barry Harden, who's the vice president. And he was here a couple weeks ago. His number is 410-346-7538. And I'll make this offer available. If you want to email me here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, just email me Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, at EllisOutdoors.com, and we'll connect you. That's for sure. And so we've got six guns.
Yep.
And if you're not present, it doesn't mean you don't win. You just win $200 cash. But if you're there for the pig roast and a good time and the camaraderie, then you've got an opportunity to take home a nice firearm.
Yep.
So, good.
Yep. Absolutely. Looking forward to it. It'll be a good event. So.
Yep. So, all right. Let's talk a little bit about quality deer management part of the association.
We always have a lot going on. We also continued our feeder study this year. Sherry Winters, our in-house biologist, actually continued doing the and that put 6 years of that feeder study. We got some awesome data, which we give to DNR, Brian Eiler, and the Deer Project, and they use it. He says he uses it almost every day, looking back at some of the data and stuff.
And she does that from deer that are taken on crop damage permits.
Crop damage permits, but most and a lot of them are from the state managed hunts.
Right.
We collect a. She actually goes out and does a ages the deer and takes the measurements on them and the weights and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Collects all the bio data.
Yeah.
And,
so I mean, people need to understand when we have a management hunt here in Maryland, whether it's Howard County, whether it's Anne Arundel County, whether it's Baltimore County, whether it's one of the state-sponsored shoots at Fairhill or Gunpowder or one of those, the deer aren't just shot and, you know, dressed out and people take them.
No.
There's a lot of research that gets done on those.
See with the funding, the state funding and stuff, and they've cut back on. You met years ago when at the check-in station you had a DNR guy that was actually there pulling jawbones, and they collected data.
Yeah.
Now they do it to butcher shop, which is limited.
Right.
And they cut it back. So this is kind of outside the box, and they balance that information with what they gather right. at the butcher shop. So you have 2 times a year, early muzzleloader that they do the butcher shop and the gun season,
right?
And then the managed hunts. That's a third component of the deer, getting bio data for the deer. You know, so and we're literally doing that for nothing. I mean, there's no money involved at all. Supporting our social events like the gun social helps us have money, the gas money to go to these things
and do these kind of things.
Exactly, so that's why we need your help. With that part of it.
Yep.
The other thing is, with all the stuff we have in August, we're all ongoing all year long. We're coming out right now. Maryland State Chapter is coming out with a series of articles on deer hunting that's going to be published in a quarterly, Hunting Quarterly.
Maryland Hunting Quarterly, yep.
And the first series is actually in the last article.
Right, last issue.
Last issue of it.
Summer issue.
We'll have
now.
And that's the center section of Maryland. We break it down by regions, not regions, hunting regions, but areas.
Yeah. Central Maryland.
Central Maryland. And that
can be seen online, just so I can tell people.
Yes.
MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com is where you can find that article online, at www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Yep. And it's got graphs and charts and all kinds of data in there.
It's almost too much information at some point. A couple comments were made that this, for the regular hunter, it just overwhelms you with the data. But, you know, what we did is take basically the past 6 to 8 years, collected all the data and try to graph everything so it's easy to see, so you can track how things are going and whatnot. Not to be critical of anything. We're just giving out good information, solid information, and then you can make your own decisions.
I'm looking forward to the next one, which will be out on the street early August, and that's going to be about Western Maryland.
Western Maryland,
Allegheny County.
It is huge. There's a lot of data. I mean, because there's a lot of data that's on that, and it's probably the biggest one of the series on it. We're going to touch about, you know, the antler restrictions in Region A and not promoting one way or the other, but giving just good data for everybody to really make their own decision.
That's what people need is information.
Because there's so much misinformation.
Right.
Or limited.
Right.
You know, if somebody wants to get a point across, they limit their information.
Well, here's what you get. Okay, here's what you get. You go to the bowling alley or wherever you talk about deer hunting. You're talking about deer hunting with somebody, and the guy goes, "We ain't seen a deer up there in 20 years, you know, or man, we used to see a bunch of deer." Well, you know, the habitat's changed.
Yep.
The harvest data backs up why you're not seeing any deer, for example. I mean,
correct.
If you're out there, you know, if you're practicing brown and down, no wonder you're not seeing any deer. Yep. If you're killing all the young bucks, you know, you're not seeing any mature bucks, you know, and so there's a lot of different things, and you've basically taken all that speculation and put it into data that people can...
In real data. And it's backed up with the buyer collection information from not only the state, but QDMA nationally.
Right.
And give try to give all the best possible information available that targets that particular region.
Yep.
And then you make your decision.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's not after the second one's for Western Maryland, the third's going to be the shore, and we're just starting to get worked on that. We're going to hit on the HD thing pretty good. I mean, because there's a lot of
EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease.
Yes, because Maryland's been hit with that pretty good.
Harder than they want to admit.
The thing about it is,
Southern Maryland got hammered. Eastern Shore got hammered. Frederick County got hammered.
And there's some in Carroll County as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to touch on it. There's some really interesting information about that. You know, AHD has been around for a long time, and down south it's pretty regular, actually.
Yeah.
And we're just now – you talk about climate change. I mean, you got to think about that. Is that what's going on here a little bit?
Out.
You know?
Yeah, get out. The door is right there, mister. Get out of this. Get out of my studio.
I knew I'd hit a nerve there. But in reality, we never really had anything like that before. Or if we did have it.
We've had it for years and years and years.
Nobody's ever
underreported.
Because it's a time of the year.
Yeah.
that's not related to deer hunting.
Right.
And because of the influence of, I hope to think, QDMA,
yep.
You know, we're in the field now year-round with food plots and camera studies, and everybody's, you know, more involved with their deer. So because of that, we're getting more better counts of what's going
on.
So.
Hey, we're almost done. Give me a minute. I got to tell folks about the fishing challenge. It is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. I mean, we're in the middle of it. Diamond Jim is a tagged rockfish. Right now, he's worth $20,000. And he's swimming in the Chesapeake just waiting to take your offering, your bait, your spot, your chum, your trolling lure. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. They're worth $500. Catch a rockfish with a bright green tag hanging out its belly. Call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $20,000 prize fish. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. There's over 1,200 people that have caught citation-sized fish this year. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater in tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop. You get an invitation to go to the big grand finale at Sandy Point, and Bass Pro's put together a boat, motor, and trailer. You got thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Hey, EW, the opportunity for membership in Maryland QDMA is available on the website, www.marylandqdma.com. I'm a member. I'm glad I am.
At any of our events, we have a membership discount as well. Save you $5 on the membership. The normal membership is $30, $25 at Bass Pro Shop when we're there.
Yeah.
At any of our events or any taste, we have a display set up. We give you a little discount. Stop in, say hi. And
you'll have tickets for this event at Bass Pro Shop
Absolutely.
Next week, right?
Absolutely,
so you'll
yes.
be at Bass Pro Shop next Saturday selling hot dogs
yep.
for Maryland QDMA. We'll have the gun social on August 3rd. You can hit the website, MarylandQDMA.com. Hit me with an email, Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com, or call Barry Harden at 410-346-7538 if you want to get a $25 ticket. Chance to get to win 6 guns and have a great time meeting people at the pig roast.
Absolutely. Have a great time.
Hey, EW, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Come back again.
I will.
All right, buddy. See ya. Thanks.